T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
2 hours down, 2 to go. Welcome back to Sports Talk. I'm Zach Street filling in tonight for Christian Garrick alongside the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Mark Menard in the booth for us tonight. Bobby, you found a text that you like there?
Oh, because this is so old school, but it's new school.
Uh-huh.
See, to me, it depends on the stability and the personalities of a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think where Drew Brees is at, and the personality of a Taysom Hill,
mm-hmm.
and both their confidence. And this texter says, this is from 3666. So 3666. So maybe it's coming from the devil. I don't know. When has the two-quarterback system ever worked well in the NFL? This is old school. You know what I recall and remember? I was a little boy. I was in junior high. Tom Landry with the Dallas Cowgirls. With Dallas, Roger Staubach and Craig Martin. So when you think it's never happened, now you might, did it ultimately have success? I got to do more homework on that as far as ultimately winning Super Bowls or as far as what were the records and all that. But it's not like all of a sudden if the Saints utilize a combination of Drew Brees and Taysom Hill that it has no chance. When it has no chance in a two-quarterback system, when you got two individuals that are insecure.
Right.
When you got two quarterbacks who are not mature enough skins in the wall, then they feel uneasy, and they can't check their ego at the door. I think with the offense that we run with the Saints, Sean Payton, Pete Carmichael, Coach Lombardi, you know, all we do offensively, Zach, and you've been in those meetings, and the efficiency, it's all about production. And you know the personality of Drew Brees and Taysom Hill, that if it would work, and I think it would, that this would be an example of a two-quarterback system when you're trying to get your bang for your buck and you're trying to be the most efficient you could be. And what did we say? We're not talking about 50-50. It's none of that. It could be a game plan. All of a sudden, Taysom Hill's more involved in this game versus another game. So it's not an exact science. Are we running? And the norm is 65 plays. So it's not like, oh, one's running 33 plays and one's running 32. No, right. It's not like that. It depends on the ebb and flow and the contribution. So I think that it can work because the personalities we're dealing with the Saints organization.
Here's the first my first issue with that statement is, the offense today is not held by the bounds of the last 60 years of the NFL.
Right.
So because it didn't work then doesn't mean that it can't work now. Offenses are more innovative today as a whole than they've been in the entire history of the National Football League.
Right.
And guys like, you know, listen, it's the same deal, right? On mobile quarterbacks, what have they ever won? That's always going to be a conversation until they start winning every Super Bowl. And they will. Because eventually all the quarterbacks are going to be these mobile guys.
Well, because you look in high school how the quarterbacks are being trained.
Yeah, the guys you're getting, that's what they're used to. Not to mention, Bobby, it's a big difference from back in the day when Steve Young took off with the ball and knew, I'm going to get my head knocked off.
I'm
about to get – anymore.
I better get down or could get cheap shotted and all that.
Right.
And now, the only thing with Taysom is that I don't know if you could truly change him. You probably could, but his mentality when he's playing football, he has the speed to run around you. But he can run over you.
He's a physical player. Way more physical than any other slash, quote-unquote, quarterback
that's
been in the league.
And yeah. I think maybe why we didn't hear more of him at BYU, because he got hurt. Because of that physicality.
Sure. All right.
Right. I mean, Zach, I don't know if we could put this on his tombstone eventually. One thing, the world's greatest professional quarterback tackler. I'm talking about kickoff and punt coverage. I don't think no one has ever had the ability to tackle like he does.
There's never been a guy that combined the quarterback position with that level of physicality and all those other positions.
Yeah, and all those other
positions. Because he's kind of a, listen, I think build-wise and athletic, he's kind of a almost like a more athletic Tim Tebow. Right? I mean, that's the type of...
He could throw better than Tim Tebow.
Exactly. But then nobody's ever done all the physical stuff that he's doing.
Tim Tebow has never tackled a lot. Like, you know who's tackled the same level as Taysom Hill? But then they didn't let him play quarterback anymore. He was the general manager of the 49ers. John Lynch ended up being a Pro Bowl safety who would knock the crap out of you, but they never let him play quarterback at the NFL level. He was a quarterback at Stanford. No one... Taysom Hill's a different animal. He's truly unique.
Okay, so here's my thing with this system, this working. Here's why I think this is interesting, right? And trust me, I'm a fan of Drew's because of what he does on a football field, right? Let's take personal relationships out of this. His production is very enticing as a football fan, right? When you look at how efficient he is as a player, it's very hard. And listen, analytics is becoming more and more and more a part of our game.
In every sport,
yeah. And it's really becoming more, you know, widespread in football. He's as efficient a player as you're ever going to see, right? But here's what I think is interesting about these two actual guys playing a two-quarterback system. Their skill sets almost don't overlap.
I explain that.
If you combine Drew Brees and Taysom Hill, you essentially create a player that you build in Madden,
like a
that
cyborg,
makes like the cyborg football player, right?
Yes, I agree with that.
So let's take their, and I'm going to do this briefly because I want to come back and have a nice long segment to talk about it because I do think it's interesting.
Yes,
you take a quarterback who is a little undersized, not a great athlete, but incredibly cerebral, incredibly accurate, one of the greatest leaders you'll ever be around, right? You combine him with one of the most talented athletes ever at the position with a monster arm and a level of physicality that we've never seen at the quarterback position, right? You put them both in the backfield together, you've essentially created the possibility of a quarterback that has all of those tools for a defense to play against. I want to talk about that when we come back.
These are two individuals that would want to be in the foxhole together.
Absolutely.
And have each other's back. How can you be against that? Zach, I was just doing an interview last week in San Francisco, and you know the one thing I said? Taysom Hill, Drew Brees, and all that. I said, let me tell you what. If Taysom Hill had Drew Brees' accuracy, look at all the records. He'd be outlawed. They couldn't even let him play.
Yeah. We'll talk about that breakdown. What would the offense actually look like with those two guys sharing the quarterback role? This and more when we come back. Sports Talk on WWO. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Bobby Hebert and Zach Strief with you till 8 o'clock tonight. Mark Menard in the booth. And Bobby, the conversation doesn't end, right?
God,
it goes right through the brakes over here.
Oh, goes through the brakes. Listen, Zach might be a football genius.
That's not true. But
you have good ideas.
Here's to me would be an interesting thing. And again,
very intriguing.
This is all a little bit out of the box, right? I mean, the whole idea of it is outside the box, right? So why stop it? Hey, we have two quarterbacks. We're going to run a traditional system.
Well, the forward pass that one day was out of the box.
Right.
You know, when you look at all that. Sammy Ball.
So here's to me a system that you could really make Drew Brees and Taysom Hill thrive together, right? And it all stems from this. And we talked about this before the break. They are essentially, if you put them together, you'd be like, okay, this quarterback is unfair. If you took the way Drew Brees can read a defense and his accuracy and his leadership, and you put it inside of Taysom's arm talent and his body and speed and physical attributes, you're running into some major issues there, right?
Right.
So what happens in two quarterback systems now, and this is what the Saints have been in and what really every team has always been in, is you have a guy like Drew Brees who, okay, now Taysom's going to take a snap, right? So he's in the huddle a lot, and suddenly he's at the quarterback position. And so then you're left with two options. Your other quarterback either flexes out way to the side,
or goes
get out of the
field.
Or he goes off the field, right?
Right.
And so what you end up with is a defense that during the week basically prepares for, here's their starting quarterback, this is what they do, right? And then here's this guy you're going to see 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times a game.
Right.
Here's our plan for this guy. So you essentially see two defenses, right? At least
right.
two structures and theories of what you're going to do. The interesting thing about Taysom Hill, what makes him unique and different than all the other guys that have been in that quote-unquote slash role, is Taysom Hill can also block, right? He's physical enough to block, and he can also – he's a high-level wide receiver, 87% completion.
Yeah, you could put him wide. You could put him in the slot, whatever. So the tight end, H-back, fullback, all of that.
So here's what I would do. You put both Drew Brees and Taysom Hill as your base offense in the shotgun, directly behind the center, a yard apart from each other.
So the only thing you would do with that concept, because that's a single back, because you got Taysom and Drew, either you'd be four wides or three wides with a tight end, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, or you could even run a pro set and bring a running back into this backfield. But you're going to have two people in the backfield.
Okay.
Okay? So you got a quarterback and you have Taysom Hill, whatever in the world he is in any given play, right? And but you put them essentially next to each other, right?
Right.
And what it does to a defense is it gives this inability to say, okay, now I know who's playing quarterback. I know what defense we're playing. We're either covering Drew Brees, right? And so what is that? Well, we don't feel like he's going to throw it over our heads. We know he's very accurate. We know he's going to take, you know, what we give him,
yeah.
Right? He's going to know where to go with the ball. It's going to come out quickly, all
Highly
of those
accurate,
things.
Yep.
So you get a lot of guys, you know, if you really want to beat the Saints, you got to play physical man coverage, right? You got to get up on the line of scrimmage, and you're going to drop a safety down, right? And you're going to hope that you can get there with four.
And not get beat over the top.
Right. And you feel like with Drew Brees at this point in his career, he's not going to beat us over the top. He doesn't do it anymore.
Yep.
Right? So suddenly you have Taysom Hill in the backfield who, if we're just going to drop back and throw the ball, is now a running back, right? So if Drew Brees is catching the snap, now he's the guy that's either checking, you know, number three off the edge, you know, maybe checking out into a route, you know, whatever he's doing, swinging out, he's the dump-off man, whatever. But then depending on how the defense is playing you, that ball can just as easily go to Taysom Hill, who has a completely different set of skills, right? So you take Drew Brees now and you say, okay, Drew, you're just going to swing out into the flat. I would make the argument half the time they're not going to even mess with him.
No.
Some teams are going to be like, I'm not even going out there.
No, they would play a zone and they would just break up. So Drew, theoretically, let's say he caught a swing route, he probably could probably get 7, 8 yards and go out of bounds, not even get hit.
Just get out of bounds, right? Yeah. We're not going to dump it to you unless it's clear that you've got open space.
Right.
We don't want to do that. We just want to occupy a guy over
right.
there. But now you have a guy who's a totally different player. Now you have a guy who's a running threat. So you have defensive ends don't even know what quarterback gets the ball, right? The
right.
DN doesn't know, am I constraining the pocket with Drew Brees? Are we gaming to make pressure up the middle? Or do I have this running quarterback back there that I have to bull rush every play just to compress the pocket on, right? You don't know as a D lineman, okay? You have a defense, so take the safety, who's not afraid the whole game of Drew Brees throwing the ball over his head. And suddenly...
So would you have a scenario, Zach, right there, what you're telling me, okay? You got Drew Brees and you got Taysom Hill side by side. Because we see Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara, but Alvin Kamara can't necessarily have the doesn't have the skill set of Taysom Hill because he can't throw like a quarterback, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
So that's what you have going for you.
So then you take a guy like Alvin Kamara, who you say, well, I don't want to make Taysom Hill my running back all the time because I have Alvin Kamara. I got to get Alvin the ball, right? So all of a sudden, there's three backs in the backfield. Totally normal set. Just a normal pro set. Two backs, quarterback, three receivers. Okay, two tight ends or tight end and receiver, whatever, right? Taysom Hill can take the snap and run the zone read, right? So imagine you got Taysom Hill, then Drew Brees right next to each other. Then you got Alvin Kamara at that normal kind of 3 yard split behind the tackle to the right. Okay, the ball gets snapped, it goes to Taysom Hill. Drew Brees arcs out, right? So someone's going to go with him, right? Now you have Taysom Hill running a zone read with Alvin Kamara, okay? Again, the defense doesn't know before that ball is snapped who is getting that football, right? Or the ball goes to Drew Brees, and you have either free releases, you're running a five-man protection, and now you've got Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill coming out of the backfield. You can get them the ball in space, right? But you're running all your other routes. You can have Drew Brees hand the ball off to Alvin Kamara. Now you have a lead back in Taysom Hill. So now you can run zone lead out of there. You can hand the ball off to Alvin Kamara on a counter, pull your backside guard, and have Taysom Hill cut off the backside. There's an infinite amount of things you can do, but what you've essentially done is put the defense in a position where they don't know which offense is going to come. I think that's fascinating. I think it would be a blast to watch. It'd be a nightmare to call.
Yeah.
Just going to throw that out there, Bobby.
Right.
My head would be spinning. We're not getting anything right, but it would be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, the only thing is, and obviously you have to have luck with injuries, but you're demanding a lot out of Taysom Hill. And let's say that you do have, Alvin Kamara, you put him in the slot, whatever, and you do have Taysom and Drew back there, and he's handing the ball off to Taysom.
Right.
And all what you're asking Taysom to do, then maybe in the draft or in free agency, you got to have someone with the same skill set as Taysom somewhat so you can still run the same kind of plays, right?
So I think this. I think you are, of course, always trying to find depth in an offense.
Yeah.
Right? You're always trying to do
that. Okay, these plays are great, but but now Taysom's hurt.
Taysom Hill is inherently difficult to go and find.
Yes.
He's a difficult, right? There's a reason why everyone's fascinated by him.
And every other NFL team's looking for the next
Taysom
Hill.
So what I think you do, because again, you still need a number two quarterback to do this. Taysom Hill can't be your backup quarterback and be cutting off defensive ends.
Hell no.
Right? So you still need a number two quarterback. I go out and I find an old vet that can come in and run what we would all know as our traditional offense.
As basic. Yeah, like we'll be a traditional, a Luke McCown.
So he can replace Drew Brees, right? He can't replace Taysom Hill.
No.
Right? But here's the thing. If you lose Taysom for 3 weeks, then you're just running the old, ho-hum Saints offense that's been dominating
been
the league for 14 years.
Yeah, top five.
So it's not exactly like the world has ended.
Right.
Now, we don't want to lose Taysom regardless, right?
Right.
I mean, he's a talented guy. He's basically an extra player because he's a quarterback playing all over the field where most teams' quarterback is standing on the sideline, not doing anything, right?
Well, the reason why I brought that up is because when all teams are trying to, run a certain scheme and then you have to have depth, that we look at the Ravens. When they let Joe Flacco, he leaves, he goes to the Broncos. When they got Lamar Jackson, that's one reason why RG3 had a great opportunity to make that team. Because if Lamar Jackson would go down, that RG3 would be the same type of quarterback what they're trying to run. And RG3 before, you remember, he was rookie of the year. And then he hurts his knee and all that, and he was doing more commercials like Baker Mayfield than he needed to do before he actually accomplished something.
And I think the difference between the two would be with the Ravens, Lamar Jackson is the system.
Right.
The system is built around him, right? Whereas with the Saints, there's already a system built around Drew Brees. That infrastructure already exists.
It'd be a two-headed monster.
And yet, you'd love to find a guy like Taysom, but isn't everybody trying to find a guy like Taysom?
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's inherently difficult. So we've got this really unique player, and here's a really unique way to use him. And Bobby, we were talking about this on the break. Can you imagine defensive coordinators trying to fit all of this into a work week?
There wouldn't be enough hours.
There's not enough time.
There wouldn't be enough hours. They'd be like, they'd be pulling their hair. Then you know what happens? They have to be conservative, and they have to play more zone and not to get burnt. And so, because they can't accomplish what they need to in practice to try and defend this type of offense.
So you end up getting defenses that go into the week and they say, listen, we can't come up with a game plan for every one of these situations. We got to play good, fundamental,
Keep the ball in front of you.
And isn't that exactly what you want to see, right?
As
an offense, like a defense that can't even attack you?
And then you keep moving the chains, the chains. Don't let the ball get behind you. Keep moving the chains.
So I think that's interesting. I think
it's very intriguing.
Let's go to the phone lines. James in New Orleans, welcome to Sports Talk. How you doing, James?
Hey, you guys kind of threw me off. I wanted to kind of report to you guys. I read an article by a guy named Dave.
So Dave who? Who, James? Dave? Our Dave. Did we lose James or?
I think so. Let's put
put
James on hold. We'll see if we can come back. Lost the signal there. It sounds like up, and now he's gone. Let's go to Michael out in Metairie. Michael, welcome to Sports Talk.
Hi guys. Listen, I've said that this season, with this Taysom Hill that it's caught many defenses off guard. By utilizing him in certain areas, like you said, you echoed my words. Now, the next question is, does Sean Payton know this?
Hell yeah. Believe you me, Michael, he knows this. Now, can you implement it in off-season, OTAs and all that? And we don't know who's on board, who's on the team. But listen, Sean Payton's like a mad scientist. I think truly he's intrigued by this. Now, the one thing, Zach, what you're talking about in Michael, that he's so efficient, he's not covering punts or kickoffs anymore. Even though he has that ability and could be amongst the best special teams players, you can't have that. That's right. Too much on his plate.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Now, the other thing is, though, is that what you just said, Zach, is that this could throw defenses completely upside down. And this is something I think that would, and I'm sure you two would think, it would revolutionize the offense, the game, or maybe half the game.
Well, and here's the thing, Michael. I mean, in terms of – here's the difficulty. The guy is – he doesn't exist in the wild, right? Taysom Hill, like, you can't – it's almost like how do you revolutionize something with Taysom Hill? Now, it's going to be unique. It might only be unique for a season because it might go away. He might become your quarterback because you can't find him.
Well, and the thing is they don't fall off trees.
Right.
I mean, it's not like a dime a dozen. What? Every team, believe you me, considering the production of Taysom Hill, bang for your buck, all NFL teams, they're looking at the combine and all the workouts and looking at college film. Okay, who could be that Taysom Hill? Again, what makes Taysom Hill so unique is his toughness and how he could tackle. So what does that mean, playing offense tackling? I don't know. It probably doesn't mean anything. All I know is I've never seen a quarterback that could tackle like on punt or kickoff coverage like he does. That's what's so intriguing to me, and his overall toughness with his speed, not only run around you but could run over you. Now, how long does that last? That's why I think you got to have depth, but it's just hard to find those kind of individuals in case something would happen with a game plan you're trying to do week in and week out with an injury to a guy like Taysom Hill.
But I would think they can also get ideas from this kind of game plan for the following year and the following year thereafter. In other words, keep other defenses always off guard where we're holding the upper hand, where we got it on them.
Well, Michael, you know what's one key why I think it could work, Zach, all what you're telling me? You know why? And people don't – they probably – I don't want to hear that. I don't. You know why it can work? Because we wanted the best offensive lines in the NFL. If you look, you can have all this imagination we're doing this or that. If them guys are getting their ass whipped up front, you ain't doing jack. But you look where we at the center position and the guards. I don't know what's going to happen with Andrew Speed. I don't think they're going to pay him. But you look at our tackles, well, it still all starts up front. You could be cute and deceive a defense, but it's still, that's why I'm telling you, we can maybe pull this off on a level and cause nightmares for defensive coordinators because we get it done at a high level with the offensive line.
Michael, 100%. Man, we appreciate the phone call, buddy. Good stuff. Yeah, I'll tell you this, no matter what, it'd be a lot of fun to watch. Let's go back, James.
I'm glad this texted.
James.
Hold on, James.
Whoop.
Look
hold
at
on,
this
James.
Text right here. 90-72. Now, I don't think, because he's not going to play special teams to tackle Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts passes well enough to pull certain things off, and I know he can make plays with his feet. Some teams going to be intrigued with a Jalen Hurts type individual because with Taysom Hill has accomplished in the NFL.
That's for sure, but they are very different.
Different. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? One is a running quarterback. The other one is some weird hybrid mutant that does everything somehow.
Jalen Hurts is not going to go down on punt and kickoff coverage and make an unbelievable tackle.
Right. All right, tell you what, we're going to step away. James, you'll be first up when we come back. Then JW will get to you out on the causeway. More sports talk when we come back here on WWL. Welcome back to Sports Talk.
the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and I. I'm Zach Street filling in for Christian today. Mark Menard in the booth tonight. We're going to jump back to the phone lines. We got James back. We'll try this again. James, welcome back to Sports Talk. How you doing, man?
Okay, thanks, guys. Listen, the guy's name was Dave Hookstead, I think it was, but he said that the Patriots are going to try to go all in on acquiring Taysom. And it doesn't even matter if they pick up Brady. They got another kid that they picked, that they drafted a couple of years back. Maybe it was last year, Stedham or something. But they did say, and I did read an article, that they were going to try to acquire him. But also, I heard today that the Teddy Bridgewater's agent saying he wants $30 million. I don't know if he's going to get it. But
$30 million? They know. I can tell you right now, there's no way in hell Teddy Bridgewater's getting $30 million. His agent sniffing glue or whatever. $30 million? Yeah. Come on. Well, he won five games. I mean, and he hurt his knee now. He came back. Teddy Bridgewater's a great guy. He made $7.5 million. He's not going from, listen, if you told me $20 million, I'd say, yeah, but $30 million? Now you might say supply and demand, James, but listen, you could call back and say, hey, Barry, you're full of crap. You don't know what you're talking about. But if Teddy Bridgewater gets $30 million from any team, I'm going to be shocked, and you could call me out. You could call me out. I just don't think that's realistic. Now, as far as the Patriots with Taysom Hill, all I know is the Saints can match it, and they could view what the Patriots that's what's intriguing about Taysom Hill. He is restricted. The Saints control what they want to do with Taysom Hill.
That sounds so un-New England Patriot. I can't – like, to give up a first-round pick and sign a guy as your kind of, like, flex – that just does not sound like the New England Patriots to me.
Well, and because –
they don't have a quarterback.
We'll see.
Well, they have Tom Brady.
It also doesn't sound to me like a Bill Belichick thing to do, to go and say,
paid.
We're all in on Taysom Hill, who threw six passes last year.
Who is Mark, Zach, you can help me.
Yeah.
He has been unbelievable with the Cardinals, the pass rusher.
Yeah. Jones. Starts with a C.
Chandler Jones.
Chandler Jones. There you go.
Chandler Jones. What? Look at Chandler Jones. The Patriots would not pay him. All he's done is kick ass with the Cardinals and be, if not the best, amongst the best in the NFL,
yep.
And the Patriots didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, and
the Patriots are cheap.
Did you see – well, no, here's the thing. And this is – I think this is a good lesson for everybody. And if you saw – I don't know if you caught this, but Cardale Jones did an interview last week, and he said – I went in to talk to Bill, and he said, we're trading you.
With Chandler Jones?
With Chandler?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you said Cardale.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we go in with Chandler Jones, and Belichick sits him down and goes, we're trading you to the Cardinals. And he said, I asked him, why are you trading me? He goes, it's the best thing for this team. Right? That's what he told him. Because whatever, for whatever reason, for whatever, you know, reasons,
what?
Belichick decided we're better off getting the draft pick. We're not going to sign this defensive end to an $18 million a year contract, which is the kind of
and
money
he's been
a
worth
defensive
it.
End is going to get, right? But Chandler Jones said, of course, the next year they won the Super Bowl. So I guess he was right.
Right,
and
right.
That is,
without
and,
him.
And that without him. And he said, so I get it. It's a business and they got it right. So that to me is very much why the Patriots have been very successful over time, is a willingness to say, we can do this without this guy.
Yeah.
Where a lot of teams don't do that.
They've been able to plug and play certain guys that they lose that go other places and have a lot of success. No, Chandler Jones, Zach, how can you say that, that was a good thing for the Patriots to get rid of him? Now, if you Chandler Jones, all I know is I'm producing. So you look at the bottom line for individual player. Now, it's a team sport, so you can acknowledge with the Patriots' formula and their system and what they're trying to do. But I think right now it's getting ready to catch up. Now in the 2020s, I'm intrigued to see what the Patriots are going to do this decade. Because it's not, I don't care if you say they cheated or whatever. All I know is the past two decades, who's better than the Patriots? Nobody.
Not close.
If you look at 2000 to 2020, nobody. But I would really be impressed. I'd be like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. If the Patriots had success this decade, and I don't think it's going to happen. I think look where Tom Brady's at. and where they're at right now. Now, they had an unbelievable defense last year, but I think the tide is a-turning. And I'd be surprised if all of a sudden the Bill Belichick way and what the Patriots are doing, they're going to kick ass the next 10 years. I just don't see it.
I'll tell you who I actually think fits into that system pretty well is Teddy Bridgewater. Bill Belichick's number one rule, right? And this is any good
and
coach.
He might be there.
He wants people that take care of the football, right? And he needs a facilitator. He doesn't need an all world. He needs a facilitator, a guy that can put them in position, play great defense, run the football, all those things that you do up there.
Right.
He's actually a pretty good fit. That's, you know, Andy Dalton has been a name that's come up a lot.
He even acknowledged Andy Dalton. That's right. Yeah, Bill Belichick said, I think Andy Dalton could do well here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a statement from him.
A lot of those guys kind of fit what they do because they know they can do the other stuff.
I want to see Tom Brady in Las Vegas just because it gives us more to talk about or right. Los Angeles. I mean, come on. That's what I'm hoping for.
Right. JW on the Causeway. Welcome to Sports Talk.
Hey, guys. Couple of things. One, the offense that you were talking about with Drew Brees and Taysom Hill in the backfield and maybe even putting Alvin Kamara, you're talking about an offense that no one has seen ever in the NFL because it's called the single wing.
Yes.
And it is not so I went to high school. We ran the single wing. You can do it. It would confuse the defense. Drew Brees would have to be what they call a fullback. But actually, I would say the fullback would be Taysom Hill.
Well,
the fullback is the guy who gets the snap directly. He can hand it off. He can throw it. He can run with it. It's something where Drew would have to be the facilitator, so it wouldn't be exactly like the single wing.
Right.
And by the way, most of your run past offenses, that's based on the old single wing.
Yeah. JW, you make a great point. It is when you talk about what goes around, comes around. There's nothing new under the sun. Listen, it's all a form, the single wing and the history of football and the influence of the single wing. It's unbelievable, Zach.
The Wildcat formation.
Single wing. The only thing, JW, is that when the single wing came into existence, you didn't have the forward pass at the level that you have now with a Drew Brees. You understand what I'm saying?
You did. Yeah, exactly. It was more of a run and then possibly pass.
Right.
They did not really pass the ball. Now, I will tell you, and maybe y'all know this and maybe you don't, but the ones that really created more of the passing offense was actually Shaughnessy at Tulane. He created more of a passing game in college football. But that's so long ago. Listen, you might be able to put back the single wing. But here's the thing. I love Taysom Hill. I think he is an immense talent. I don't know if he could be – and one of the reasons – and I'll give you an example. I don't know if he could be your every single down quarterback simply because when he comes in, defenses don't know what to do. If they get to see more and more film of him, and you know this, defenses and defensive coordinators catch up real quickly. And they, right. I mean, we're talking about Lamar Jackson now, but 2 years from now, defensive coordinators are going to catch up with Lamar Jackson, and they're going to figure out a way to stop him.
And you know what, JW is like, the only thing I can question, all the practices I've witnessed, OTAs, mini camp, training camp, is that his overall accuracy. If you're the guy and you throw in 30 times, 35 times, you look at last year, what he threw, 6 passes, he was 50%.
Yeah.
He was 3 of 6. Now, and I've said this, and I'm going to say this, Zach, I've probably said this on this radio show at least half a dozen times. I'll say, whoa, did you see that pass? That was about as good as it gets. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, whatever.
Right.
And that was one pass. But you got to do that 5 or 6 times a game. So when you're purely at the quarterback position and they game planning for you, it's hard to be highly accurate. Now, you might say, What do you describe as accuracy? I know it's not 50% this day and age.
Yeah.
You got to be 65 to 70 considering how they're protecting the quarterback and what's demanding of the position.
All right, we'll keep the conversation going. We come back. JW, thank you for the call. Smasher, you'll be up next. This is Sports Talk on WWO. Welcome back to Sports Talk. 6:55. Bobby and I will be here till 8 o'clock tonight. Let's jump back on the phone line. Smasher out on I-10. Welcome to the show, Smasher.
How you doing, Zach? Hey, Bobby, how you doing,
man? All right,
doing
Smasher.
Good, man. What you got?
All right, here's a good hot take. I've been at work at the water cooler. We've been going around all day. About the quarterback deal. Y'all know I'm a diehard Saints fan. I've been there all my life, all right? I love Drew. I love Taysom, and I love Teddy. But here's my take. I was always saying if Brady was to retire, Drew should retire and be on top. But even if that don't happen, Teddy Bridgewater does not need to leave. I looked at his highlight film. It was like 6-7 minutes on YouTube of the players he made. Now, granted, you know, he needed to get his confidence back. He started off slow, but each game he got better. And
right.
The throws that he was making, where he was placing the balls at while in coverage. You understand? You know, touch passes, having the pocket presence and awareness of how the pass rush is enveloping around him. Not being timid, but scrambling and getting up, not to run with it, but to buy time and make an accurate throw downfield. And towards the end of the games he played, he was actually chunking it, like the game against Tampa Bay, you know, airing it out. And you got to think, in the beginning, defenses were playing him like, we don't care about no Teddy Bridgewater. You know, he ain't got no scans on the wall.
Right.
You know, he might be scared. You know, they blitzing him. You know,
right.
Seattle. Who thought we was going to win in Seattle? You know, so my thing is this, man. I know y'all want – I like to hear y'all response on it. I don't think – I mean, $30 million is a bit of a stretch. You know, I think 20, like you said, 25, pushing it. You know,
okay,
that's
Smasher, I have a question for you. So right now, okay, let's say that number would be $25 million. You'd rather give Teddy Bridgewater the $25 million instead of Drew Brees, right? Because that's what Drew made last year. So you would say going forward, figure out some deal and pay Teddy Bridgewater $25 million and just let Drew Brees retire.
Man, that's killing me right there. I love Drew so much. I can't say that. You know, I can't say not – do anything with Breeze.
Right.
But if it had to be anybody other than Bridgewater or Teal, of course it's Bridgewater. I really wish Breeze retired, bro. I hope Brady retires and I want Breeze to retire. And, you know, okay, Brady, I beat you. Nobody's going to come close to my record or maybe even your record for
right.
a long time. Only person, maybe Pat Mahomes or Watson or something. But, you know, that stuff is going to be around until he's looking like Snake Stable or somebody. You know, I don't want Bridgewater to get out of town. I think that we've got, okay, this guy was a first-round draft pick. He went to the Pro Bowl, I believe, as a rookie. The only thing sidelined him was, you know, that the knee issue. You know what I'm saying? Who
right.
knows who he would do today? And looking at his history from college, you know, he preceded Lamar Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, he can't run like Lamar Jackson, a smasher. Okay, that's
– not the same, but they were
okay, slow your roll. Okay. I think Lamar Jackson can extend pocket awareness in a play and all. But Lamar Jackson is not a Pat Mahomes or Lamar Jackson. Now, if you look at Teddy Bridgewater, that he's a different type player than Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes. Would you say, I mean, I don't even think he's Russell Wilson. Is he a poor man's Russell Wilson, Teddy Bridgewater?
No, I don't think Teddy is really all that mobile of a quarterback.
No,
I don't think that's his thing at all.
No,
I think he's a pocket guy.
He's more mobile than Drew.
Well, everybody's
but,
more mobile than
yeah,
Drew.
Yeah, so what's that?
But
he's more mobile than Tom Brady and Drew Brees, but what does that say?
Put it this way. Teddy Bridgewater wants to stand in the pocket and throw the football. I think the offense we just talked about with Taysom Hill can work with Teddy Bridgewater, too. I don't think this is only for Drew Brees. I think Teddy Bridgewater could benefit greatly from it.
It would take Drew Brees' place.
It's going to be hard to keep all three. What a great problem to have if you're a Saints fan. We got too many quarterbacks
yes.
on the roster. Good stuff. One more hour of Sports Talk coming back. When we return, this is WWO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.